Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I watched Trump's rally in Alabama today. It was beautiful. Twice he was interrupted by plants in the audience, communist plants, and as they were being thrown out, they all did the communist clenched fist. Anytime you see people holding their hands up like John Kerry with the communist clenched fist, that's the symbol of communism. Those are the people who support communism. Anywhere in the world you see the clenched fist, that's communists. So, having said that, Trump had a magnificent afternoon. The people of Alabama were great. And it's good to see the country coming together. And that's why I picked Keep the Ball Rolling, because Trump is on a roll. And they're trying to stop him, but very shortly they are going to be overrun. So let me jump into the Spirit of America show tonight. And we'll give you a little tribute to all the Latino people that are going to vote for Trump. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And bartender, champagne, I have a coupon and two senoritas to go. Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party. Okay, what are we going to talk about? Hang in there. Okay, we'll talk about the invasion of the Clinton debate. Bill Clinton was representing his wife at a town hall, and a Marine stood up in a suit, but you could see he was typical, well-shaped a Marine with the short haircut, and he said he was a DI. And he wanted to know why Clinton lied about Benghazi and why she's not in jail. And Clinton told the guy he was brainwashed because he was in this. He says, if I was president right now, I'd have you court-martialed. I don't know if he said court-martialed, but he called them brainwashed. And the two guys that wanted to throw, the two guys in guard uniforms wanted to throw him out, they were very, very cautious. And he argued, and I got to tell you, he argued all the way out, saying that the people in Benghazi were betrayed by Clinton and by Obama. And the entire audience booed him and dissed him, and nobody said, thank you for your service. No, there was none of that. So they escorted him out. And just as he was gone, a girl jumped up and continued the tirade. And she said, your wife lied over four coffins. And where is justice for the families of those that were killed? And Clinton says, well, if you'd let me explain. There's no explaining, man. Your wife's a murderer. The president is a murderer. He's the only president that lost an entire navy. Yeah, we only had two ships that were, they couldn't fight back, and we were captured. We were captured. They made us strike our colors. Yes, we're ready for anything. Meanwhile, the Chinese are building new islands. Obama did the biggest drug trade deal in the history of the Western Hemisphere with Cuba. You'll be getting all that Cuban gold now. And he turned 5,000 drug dealers loose from prison to handle the loads coming in from Cuba. Nobody talks about our drug problem. You know why? Because we lost the drug war. And you know what? We're going to lose all the future drug wars. Unless you get somebody in there that doesn't like drugs. Like El Trumpo. Bartender, more champagne. We'll be right back. You know what I notice on Fix News tonight? Some who condemned Trump are now saying that he's on a roll and he's unstoppable. And that's kind of hard. Of course, some of the diehards and the backstabbers, like Tom Lowry from the National Repuke, they're going to go down with the ship. They're Titanic captains. But Trump's move with Christie was a smart move. Do you realize that New York and New Jersey never go with a Republican? Definitely New York. And the reason I know it is because when Bush was running for president, the RNC would not spend any money in New York because they wrote it off already. How can you give up when you haven't even tried? Why can't you take inspiration from Dr. Carter? I mean, the guy's all the way down in the polls, and he still stands and fights. You know, he's the only candidate that came to Staten Island to speak, and the press blacked him out. He's a good man. I don't agree with everything he says. I don't believe in giving foreign aid. Foreign aid time is for rich countries. We can't afford foreign aid. Anyway, people are starting to go with Trump. So Rubio, let's face it, Rubio is bought and sold now. He's not his own man. He's owned. As a matter of fact, if he was a tuxedo, he'd be a rental. And that's what he is. And he has to now account to the money people. Everybody that's part of that special interest group that's bankrolling the rhinos, Rubio now has to pay homage to. He's not his own man. And we don't need that. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't be caught dead with Chuck Schumer. And he proudly stood there with the Heinrich Himmler of the Democrat Party. The guy who hates Latinos. He makes fun of Latinos. Do you remember his appointment of Judge Estrada? Do you remember Judge Estrada had a speech impediment for the Supreme Court? And Schumer hammered him. While he was in explaining one position, Schumer hammered him with a question and another question and just kept causing him to stutter and try and regain his composure. And Schumer had a big smirk on his face. He had a big smirk on his face. Yeah. And he also explained the kidnapping of Ilian Gonzalez by the Party of Death. The Democrat, the Clintonistas, who sold Ilian Gonzalez for future favors, which Obama is now calling the marker on, calling in his marker. And Ilian Gonzalez was handed over, denied his rights, and here are these crybabies in the Democrat Party who just want to destroy this country will hold up Latino babies and say, how can you be so cruel? But they all vote to kill them in the chop shops. Yeah, and they sell their eyes. Yeah, you won't see them under the... they don't come out in the light, you know, and they're like bed bugs. When the light comes on, they all scramble. But when I saw those people going after that DI tonight at that communist convention with Bill Clinton on the platform, I saw the America that is being hidden from us, and it is a dangerous America, and it is a large segment of the population. It could be 50%. You can't believe that. It's because you're watching the Oscars. And by the way, the history of the Oscars. Do you know how the Oscars began? Moses was on Mount Sinai. He was coming down and with the Ten Commandments, and he saw idolaters worshiping a golden calf. So he exiled them to Hollywood. and they took the golden calf and they melted it down to a statue of a bald-headed man with no bippy. And they named the god Oscar. And that's the beginning of the Oscars. Hang in there. Let us continue the story of the Oscars. And then they turned to a new god called Stalin, and they sold their souls to the devil. And Pontius Pilate said to them, "Who should I release to you, this good man or Stalin?" And Hollywood shouted, "Give us Stalin, give us sin. Give us corruption. Give us drugs. Destroy America with hate movies. Destroy the culture with sin movies. Divide the country. Never let it be unified again." St. Joseph McCarthy said it is easier to pass Michael Moore through the eye of a needle than for a porno would to get into heaven. And the Lord of Lords said, "I promised I would never drown them again. I put a rainbow in the sky to keep my word, to remind me never to drown them again. This time I'll just take the sun away." And then the prophet Donald came to save the nation. Latinos called him the Job Zorro. He was El Trumpo. They called him Super Gringo. He lowered the prices at the supermercado. He built the Great Wall to stop the drug child smuggling. Hollywood went cold turkey by Thanksgiving. Macy said Merry Christmas again. And we all lived happily ever after. Obama and Clinton were sentenced to 20 years in Gitmo. The Democamos were removed from office and wandered in the global worming desert. How's that for a movie? We need to give the communists a dose of their own medicine. We need people to show up at their town halls and demand a real Benghazi investigation and into the cover-up and the murder and betrayal of four brave Americans. May they pay a terrible price, as terrible as the one they inflicted on those Americans. And if it wasn't for those Americans who disobeyed stand-down orders, many more Americans would have been dead. And they must, and the people at the top who went to bed while they were still waiting for help, they need to pay for it, big time. So, I dedicate this next song to Osama bin Laden bin Laden. "You betrayed me, my sweet impeachable you. You betrayed me, but you can be replaceable too. Just one look at you
and I get gassy again. You should be in prison with Hillary doing 5 to 10. I hate all the lies you tell. I'll be glad when you are fired and you go to hell. You are a combo baby, and your papa was one too. My sweet, impeachable you.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Blue moon, dang it, dang, dang, dang it, dang.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boom.
Do you know who Judicial Watch is? They're the ones that get used for you to get the truth to the American people. And they're having many small successes. And I just got their letter, and I just wanted to share one thing with you. And the headline is, Air Force Academy celebrates witchcraft and voodoo while demeaning Christianity. There's something wrong at the Air Force Academy. It hasn't been the same since the Democrats infiltrated it. There's something seriously amiss in the USAF Academy. We received documents from the Air Force Academy revealing that in 2014 and 2015, the Academy used its chapel tithes and offering fund to pay for cadets to participate in worship services featuring witchcraft, fairy magic, and voodoo. The records reveal that the Air Force Academy paid to send cadets to the Wiccan Festival in Denver in May 2014, Colorado. That's what, they're all crazy in Colorado, man. When they're not shooting up the schools, they're shooting up. And a Denver Witches Ball in October of the same year. The tithes and offering fund, though funded by free will donations, is also defined as an instrumentality of the United States government. So, yes, all taxpayers have an interest in this issue. According to a promotional brochure obtained by Judicial Watch, a group called Spiritual Programs in Religious Education hosted events at the Air Force Academy Cadet Chapel Falcon Circle on the Academy campus. The Academy website describes Falcon Circle as the worship area for an umbrella of traditions that includes Wicca, paganism, and Druidism. St. Patrick, it's time to come back. The Air Force Academy documents were unearthed thanks to our intrepid investigators who filed, on October the 8th, 2015, a FOIA request. Any and all records regarding, concerning, or relating to Earth-based worship service events occurring at the Academy campus in 2013-2014, including but not limited to programs, handouts, proposals, agreements, contracts, invoices, budget documents, and related materials. You see what they're doing to Trump? They're trying to make an issue of his tax return. They want to see it, and he says he's under audit, and he won't show it until the audit's finished. And who introduced that? Mitt Romney. Do you know Mitt Romney was a big shareholder in Bain Capital? You can go and inquire about donations to John Kerry, and you will find that Bain Capital was one of his biggest contributors. And you'll get the dollar amount. I'll later on in the show, if I got time, I'll give you the name of the online organization that'll give you all that information. You can find out about anybody. You can see where Chuck Schumer gets his laundry done. The response included an invoice from a vendor called Living Earth, indicating the Academy was billed $260 for worship supplies, chapel tithes, and offering funds were used to pay for registration and meals for two cadets to attend May 10th to the 11th, 2014, Earth-Centered Beltania Festival. According to the Living Earth website, is a retreat and festival for those who follow earth-honoring religion, and the attendees are encouraged to dance with ecstasy around the maypole. I imagine they mean the feeling of ecstasy, not the drug. At the festival, attendees are they drum with the heartbeat of Mother Earth and conjure springtime with nature and yourself. So this is what they're doing in the Air Force Academy. Unbelievable. And here's some of the other: Wicca, witchcraft, fairy magic, Druidism, heathenism, Native American traditions, voodoo, African orishas, and goddess spirituality. In the meantime, they're attacking traditional Christian beliefs, but will fund witchcraft. Yes, how are they attacking Christian beliefs? Their hostile approach to, in 2013, the Academy made So Help Me God optional to its cadet oath. Takedown of America. This is all being orchestrated from the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union never fell. It just morphed. And once again, the hammer and sickle will come back. You wait and see. And it'll be flying over the White House. And that day comes, you'll come out of your house and you'll see Russian tanks being directed by Chinese troops, and you'll think it's a parade. Bartender, more champagne.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on your religion.
Hit the road, Daddy, leave your covering law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
Gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge,
flew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below, with the fire type of blowing, while the muscatel was blowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below, with the fire type of blowing, all the muscatel.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy.
Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Swim, swim, swim to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
With a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet.
Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
We come to the time in the show where we play dedications, and the next dedication, it comes from Marco Rubio, or as he's known, Marco Romeo, and he's dedicating this song to Donald Trump.
You made me
Dedication I have is, it goes out to Donald Trump from Ted Cruz.
All my life I've waited for an angel, but no angel ever came along. Then one happy afternoon I met you, and my heart began to sing a song. Somehow I mistook you for an angel, but now I'm glad that I was wrong. You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to, and until the day human
next tune goes out to Donald Trump from Fix News, the New York Times, the National Repuke, the Weekly Stand Down, and all his enemies on the C networks, the Communist News Network, CNN, Always Be Communist, ABC, Communist Broadcasting System, CBS, and of course, Nothing But Communists, NBC. And they now realize that El Trumpo is going to have a landslide. Did you ever see elections in the Soviet Union? And they shoot the six candidates and the winner is Stalin. Yeah. Did you ever see elections in the Democrat Party? Did you ever see so many candidates? You don't think they're copying Stalin's style, do you? You don't think Bernie ever had a chance, do you? This is a one-horse race. And now a word from Hillary Clinton.
This morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you want to keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
tip before she comes out.
Knock, knock, knocking at
my door.
Praise the little mama,
come
knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
I hear a lot of people talking about brothers got to stick together, but there's one brother that's standing tall, and he's standing all alone. He's like a Samson and the lion, and he's gotten bad ratings because he's a good man, and we don't want any good men getting uppity. And I'm talking about Ben Carson. God bless Ben Carson.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can praise his name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I
church.
I need a church.
Want to come along?
I really do. I need a
where the treetops glisten, and there to listen, to hear better than the jail. Yang, 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 dreaming of a white Christmas.
This week is working up to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It started on Ash Wednesday when we were all reminded that we are nothing but dirt and to dirt we shall return unless you believe in a life hereafter with a good man like the Son of God. And as I see the passion of Christ, I see the crucifixion of the United States. Someone who meant well, someone who tried to do good, and someone who was betrayed. And believe me, we are betrayed. And never trust anybody that says we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth because they helped weaken us. No God, no country. Our enemies are stronger than you realize. And tomorrow, if the draft came back because we needed 3 million men or 5 million or 10 million, we couldn't scramble quick enough. We're in trouble. At least when there was a draft, there was a rotation every 2 and 3 years of trained civilians. Today we're counting on about 750,000 Americans to wipe our ass. And they can't do it. And their hands are tied. We have a Navy that can't fight anymore. We got an Air Force Academy that's practicing voodoo. You have no idea how weak we are. Tell you who knows how weak we are, our enemies do. And when I see the crucifixion of Christ, I see the crucifixion of the United States. And when I see the Pharisees trying to trap Christ so that they can destroy him, I see the media, I see the Democrat Party, I see all the communists who are more than you realize in this country. All the dividers, all the destroyers, the ones who destroyed our borders, our language, and our culture. And our last hope is El Trumpo, or else we're never going to get back to being the USA.
Propel back home from overseas to the U.S.
And we were watching a movie last night. It's played very well by Americans, and they're playing Russians after World War II and the KGB, how the KGB operated among its own civilian population. And it's very sad. And you have no idea what intimidation is like and the threat of going to a concentration camp is like. We cannot fathom it. Yet the Russians lived with that for 50 years. It is really sad. And if you run across this movie, you're going to be terrified to think that could happen in a country as big as Russia. It can surely happen here. Those who divide us will destroy us. I wish you a safe week coming up. God keep you safe. And don't forget, you're an American, and we are cut above the others.
We are the USA. For those unknown.